So responsiveness is also related to this. In the monastery, the monks try to be responsive to the suggestions they receive from the OTM and from their talavar about how they're living. And in the home, the parents, of course, are giving suggestions to the children until they become adults on how they are living. So sometimes when we get a suggestion, we don't want to do it. Why do I have to do that? That's a rule of living with you. I don't like that rule. Why do I have to do that? You know, we respond in a rebellious way. Some things we don't like for some reason. So, of course, that's not the ideal. The guideline is there for some reason. It's trying to make us a more cultured person. It's part of Hindu culture. Otherwise, it wouldn't be there. So there's a reason for it. So if we can overcome any sense of rebelliousness or reluctance when these ideas are expressed to us in the monastery or in the home, that's a good step toward the purpose of the Jivana Ritual, is to make small adjustments in our life, become more cultured in how we express ourselves. Sometimes new students, in encountering living with Shiva, wonder why it's so specific on items like diet. We shall follow an Indian diet, traditional Ayurvedic vegetarian Indian diet, I think is what it says. Why isn't just being vegetarian enough? Has anybody ever asked you that? Or have you ever wondered that? No. Why is it so specific here? I mean, we're not in India. We're in the U.S. What's wrong with an American veggie diet or a Chinese veggie diet? They have lots of interesting dishes. And why did Gurudeva make something so specific? Well, the answer is he wanted to create a global congregation that was homogeneous. It was the same. So that members who were living in Malaysia would come stay with members in the U.S. Lunch would be served. They wouldn't notice a difference. Members here would go over to Malaysia, sit down for lunch, be the same. Go to the shrine rooms, be the same. Trying to create a global oneness, a global shared culture, so that no matter what country you are in, you are a Shishya, you live the same way, just like we were all living in the same community. So what comes to dress, comes to food, all these small details, that's the reason for it. He wants to help have everyone feel like they're the same. You visit there, they visit here, everyone comes to the temple. It all feels like a one family, a one big group, because we're doing these small things the same way. We're cooking the same foods, wearing the same clothes, doing the same pujas. The house looks the same. That's the idea behind it, to create a oneness. So if anyone ever asks, and you weren't aware of the reason before, or you had other reasons, you can add this to your list of reasons, as to what's the thinking behind this kind of specific guidelines, being so specific, Indian Ayurvedic vegetarian diet, to create this one global family. It feels like a family. Have a wonderful Jivana Ritual. We're going to go out and raise the flag and impress our mind that it's a new ritual.